morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to
It's pass. Time for a Griswold School update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Be sure to thank your friends at Griswold Communications and Armor Insurance for making this update possible here on Country Sunshine Radio. Now let's see what's happening with the Griswold Community School District.
And we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the superintendent of the Griswold Community Schools, Mr. Dave Hendricks. Mr. Hendricks, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Mr. Hendricks?
Doing okay. Just thinking about what a week it's been. You start the day on Monday with a blizzard, and when I was out driving the roads that morning, negative 17 wind chill, and then listen to you on the way in today, you know, in the 80s on Friday and Saturday and spring break. So one extreme to the next.
I really think you just need to figure out how to do whatever it is you're doing today outside.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be a nice day to do that.
It was 71 yesterday. We're going to be in the 70s again today. The winds aren't going to be terrible. I mean, it's going to be beautiful.
You'll probably be out in your swimsuit for the day is over.
I don't know about that, Mr. Hendricks, but maybe Saturday.
There you go.
Mid-80s on Saturday.
Yeah.
In fact, the forecast uses the word hot.
I think, didn't I hear you say maybe a chance of some record highs?
Could set a record.
Yeah, so. Very good.
It sure starts, I mean, you start to think spring and summer when it gets like this, don't you?
We got pretty lucky with the school calendar picking this week as the spring break for this last couple of days. So
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what's going on, Mr. Henry. Spring break, you mentioned last. What's going on there?
Yep. So yesterday we had a early out, and students have and staff have today and tomorrow off for spring break. But when we come back next week, we're back and rolling. And one of the things that happened right away is our March board meeting on Monday. And one of the things that I always share with the board is open positions. And Natalie Beerbaum, our communications director, recently posted our open positions online,
mm-hmm.
and wanted to share those with people.
Tell me about those.
Yeah, in case they're interested. So currently we have a preschool teacher position open for next year, as well as a high school science teacher, middle school, high school special ed teacher, and then some non-teaching positions would include student council sponsor, middle school football coach, and middle school girls basketball coach. If people are interested, of course, they can view those at any time on our Facebook page. They can find a job application on our website or the Teach Iowa website. And, of course, they can always go to our website to find more information about these positions and others as they come up, or just simply more information about our district.
So is there preferred what option to do that? Do you prefer the Teach Iowa? Do you prefer your website? Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because actually they all link back to the same application either way.
All right. So if you're interested or know someone that's interested or thinking about it or kicking around, they should reach out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about your board meeting, Mr. Hendricks, and things that are going on there. And I would kind of like to talk about property taxes. Can we do that?
Absolutely, yeah. So as you mentioned, with the board meeting on Monday, we got a lot of stuff going on. A couple of things in addition to the regular meeting is we have a budget hearing as well as a calendar hearing. So the first thing on the docket that night is a budget hearing that begins at 5:30. And just to remind everybody, by rule and law, all schools must have two budget hearings now. So this will be the first one.
Okay.
And as a part of that, everyone should have received a notice of that first hearing. When I say everyone, all property tax payers for the district. I want to make sure that everyone is aware that what they received is not going to be correct.
Okay.
And here's the reason for that. On February 26th, the governor signed Senate File 2201, which did several things in terms of school finances. First thing, it set SSA, which is state supplemental aid, and that is the amount of money that districts get per student, and that was at 2%. But part of that funding package did something, to my knowledge, never has happened before, and what that is that the state is picking up, so to speak, what's called the budget guarantee. And the budget guarantee for districts that qualify, and we are a district that qualifies due to our decline enrollment, guarantees that a district will receive 101% of the state aid portion of the funding that they received a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And the way in the past that's happened is the district recoups that money through local property tax. But with Senate File 2201, that has shifted that tax burden from the local property taxpayer to the state. The state said, we will pay for that.
Okay.
So here's what happened, though. Because of the timing of the passage of that law, the state has a budget program that they ask us schools to use to put our budget files together, and which eventually gets sent to the Department of Management, and then these budget hearing notices are sent to the public.
When you say program, you mean like a software program?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So because of the timing of the passage of this law, the state did not have time to update the system that would actually show that the state is paying for the budget guarantee versus the taxpayers. So when all this happened, there wasn't time for the state to update that. So when the notice went out, it still indicates that our local taxpayers are paying for that budget guarantee.
Which they are not.
That's right.
Okay.
So long story short, the notice that people got overstates the taxes that our people are paying. So to try to summarize that and make it as specific as possible, there's $189,000 of taxes that is for the budget guarantee that in the past our taxpayers would be paying, but now the state is. So it's overestimating the total tax by that amount.
That's good news in the right direction.
It
I
is.
Think, Mr.
It
Hendricks.
Is. Yeah. So, and as you mentioned, the budget hearing is a public hearing, so people can certainly come listen, and we'll do our best to explain that. But when we have our second hearing in April, and it's April 20th at 5:30, people can come and they'll see the correct numbers then. But again, this was not something, I'm not trying to pass the buck, but this is something that we could not correct because it's through the state system.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to submit this information to the state by March 5th. And that information was used to send the notices out to the public. And we were told the state can't fix it in time. So to summarize, I guess, some of those budget numbers, the hearing notice is going to look like our overall taxes for the whole district increased by 2.8%. In reality, it actually is decreasing by 1.5%.
Okay.
And then in terms of our levy rate, the hearing notice looks like our levy rate is going down a penny from $12.69 to $12.68, which is kind of okay, a decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really going down from $12.69 to $12.15. So it's going down 54 cents.
And the reason of that is because of Senate File 2201.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm just pondering that. Mr. Hendricks, the impact of the school really is no different financially. The impact to your taxpayers is it lifts a little bit of that budget guarantee burden off of your property taxpayers and shifts it to the state.
That is exactly right, that the school district will receive no more or no less money because of this.
Okay.
It's just simply who is funding or where's the money coming from.
Okay.
And as you stated, instead of our taxpayers paying for that budget guarantee of $189,000, it's coming from the state level.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, again, what was received in the mail was wrong due to timing, but most people are probably not going to complain too much when
yeah.
it's like, and that's the reason why.
If people want to try to see this a little bit on their own, and we're so limited of what we're allowed to do, at the very bottom of that hearing notice, we're supposed to list that we have different financial funds. Any fund in which we on this paper, receiving more tax than the year before, we're supposed to list the reasons why. And on this document, we're supposed to explain why that is. The problem is we're only given so many characters And you really can't explain it very well.
You want to explain all this in 250 characters or less?
Yes. So at the bottom of the statement, there's about 2.5 sentences, and that was the max. We could not even write like 3 more letters. So it's really hard to explain all that in 2.5 sentences, but we tried to do the best that we could.
Yeah.
So there is a couple sentences at the bottom of that that attempts to explain that, but again, I like to think we can do a much better job at the hearing if people would like to come and listen.
All right. There you go. So it is that time of year, Mr. Henry. The other thing, it's calendar time.
Yep.
What's going on with the school calendar?
Yeah, so we do have a committee that helps me a lot put that together. Again, with some of the rules in place in terms of start dates and then what we like to try to do in terms of instructional time, we really don't have a lot of options with the school calendar. So we typically start with our current one and look at what changes can be made. And there's really not a whole lot of major changes. So for the most part, the calendar that we're going to propose to the school board and the public next Monday mirrors this year's calendar. So just a couple of highlights, I guess, that people are probably most interested in is when we start and when we get out. So
yeah, right.
The first day of school is August 24th, and by rule and law, school cannot start until August 23rd, and the 24th is a Monday.
Yep, makes sense.
And then the last day of school is May 21st, which is a Friday, and really it's kind of important to us, we think, educationally, that we get out before Memorial Day, so that accomplishes that as well.
One of the things, especially in years past, you baked a number of days into the calendar for weather. Do you still do that with current technology available to you, or what do you do there?
Yeah, so for Griswold, we have, and I don't have this number in front of me, but we have approximately 8 additional days in the calendar meeting this. Schools are required to go 1,080 hours at a minimum. We're about 8 days over that. Some schools have chosen, because you're allowed to, you can have up to 5 days or 30 hours of virtual instruction.
Yeah.
We have chosen not to utilize that at the beginning. And I'll just give my opinion. It's pretty difficult for teachers to prepare a really productive virtual lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of spur of the moment too, right?
Yeah.
And for kids to really access that and to really just gain a lot from it. So we question how meaningful that is.
Okay.
So what we do is for the first 3 snow days, we forgive those with both the students and staff. Because again, we have 8 additional days. So mm-hmm. we're still over the minimum. Then if we do get over those first 3 days, then we'll analyze the situation because again, we believe strongly that we have a great staff. The more time that we have our kids in front of the staff, the better it is educationally. Now, here's the thing. Will one less instructional day really impact their education?
Probably not.
Well, right. 2? Some point it does.
Yeah.
I don't have the magic answer to that. And so after 3 days, we take a look at it and decide, do we need to start doing virtual if we have more days? Do we need to add days to the end of the calendar? But fortunately, the last few years, weather-wise, it has not been an issue where we haven't really had to make that decision. So.
Okay. All right. So, again, school calendar hearing, so you'll be discussing about that. A lot of that's determined, some things are set, like the first day of school and that sort of thing.
Yep.
One of the things, Mr. Hendricks, and by the way, Dave Hendricks with me, superintendent of the Griswold and the Lenox Community School District, that has been kicked around a lot, and I see you're going to have it again, is the potential 4-day school week. Where's the discussion at that at the moment?
Yep. So presently, we've had a committee formed, which is 3 board members, Aaron Hauser, Keila Wyman, and Erica Kirchhoff, as well as our board secretary, Hannah Beerbaum. They're in the final stages of putting a packet of information together along with a survey that matches that information that once the board approves this will be presented to the teachers. And the packet of information contains what the board believes to be the important factors that our stakeholders, the teachers being one of those, other groups would be the students, the parents, and the community, what those stakeholders need to know in order for them to say, yes, we will support a four-day school week, or no, we don't. So they're putting that packet together along with the survey. And as I started to mention, if the teachers vote in favor of the four-day school week, or the response to the survey is positive. Now, one thing that hasn't been decided is, what does that mean? Meaning, is it 51% approval rate?
Right.
We haven't decided that yet.
Right.
But anyway.
Do you need a supermajority? Exactly. Right.
So if the teachers show a favorable response, then we'll continue that survey with our other stakeholders. If they are not in favor, then it's my understanding that we're not going to continue to pursue. The goal would be, again, if the board approves the survey and information, then that we're hoping to have a staff meeting here between now and the April board meeting to explain that information, have them take the survey, share the results back at the April board meeting, and then either we're done or start preparing for the next group of stakeholders the same information. But as we mentioned before, no matter what the result is, we are not going to be a four-day school week next year. We're just exploring into the future.
All right. Dave Henrich with me. Anything else from the meeting that you'd want to highlight? The basket fundraiser.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have several items on the agenda. I'll just go over some of those quickly, and I'll jump to the basket fundraiser. And so I just listed a few of the agenda items, and this is just a mere small list. We actually have 21 agenda items, but Cass County Public Health is going to join us and share some of the things that they can provide for our school district, which we're looking forward to that. The board's going to consider approval of a agreement for local government risk pool, which kind of sets the maximum amount it will pay for natural gas, which a couple years that's really saved us when gas prices have really skyrocketed, or there's been
It stabilizes that price, doesn't
it? No matter what happens, that is what it is. And actually last year we got a refund because usage of the pool was so low, and they actually pre-buy it, and usage was so low there was a surplus. And when they bought it, it was at a higher rate. That's not true. When they bought it, it was a lower rate, and at the end of the year, it was higher, and they sold it back. They actually made money out, so we got a refund.
Well,
that was kind of nice.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
There you go. Good investment there.
Yeah.
So.
And the board will consider accepting mowing bids that are due here shortly. We'll look at driver's ed fees for the summer. The board will consider approving the school calendar, which we'll have the hearing earlier. And then the board will do the performance review of our board secretary, which that won't be a problem because she does a great job. And then we'll have a short exempt session to finalize some negotiation things with the teachers.
So, okay.
As you mentioned, basket fundraiser. So
yes.
We have a young man that recently, last year, had a life-saving heart transplant. We are so happy that he's been able to come back to school.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, and he's doing well. He's happy to be back. His peers are happy that he's back. It's just pretty cool to see him back and doing well.
You bet.
We always try to support kids, but this is one that's really near and dear to our heart. So everyone's rallied together to try to help him and his students. So we've put together a fundraiser to support his recovery process, and to help cover some of the medical and travel expenses. Even though he's back, there's still plenty of doctor visits, those types of things. So several staff members have put together theme baskets of different things. And from March 16th through March 27th, students and staff and anyone else for that matter can purchase tickets. We try to price the tickets at a level where students can participate quite easily. So a ticket's 25 cents. You can buy five tickets for a dollar. By buying a ticket, obviously your name goes in the raffle, and you have to choose which basket you're trying to win.
Yeah.
And at the end of the period, there'll be a drawing for whatever basket that you put your name in, and you have a chance to win that. So we're pretty excited about this, and kind of a simple and fun way for our students to practice generosity and show our compassion, and just a way of working together. And
where do you buy the tickets at? You said because it's your student staff, but other people can participate right?
So right now, all the baskets are in our commons area at the high school, and then the staff have some baskets because there's one in particular I noticed is getting pretty full. It's half of a personal day for staff members that's covered by administration, lunch to Dusty's. There's some iced tea, some various things like that. So I'm hoping the half personal day covered by one of the administrators, that means one of the principals, because nobody asked me about that. So anyway.
That's good stuff. That's fine. There you go.
It's a great thing. So
yeah.
And the staff did a great job of putting the baskets together. And it's not about me, but my creativity is not good. So I just gave some money and asked somebody to put a basket together in my behalf, because I'm not very good at that kind of stuff.
That's that. But you know what, Mr. Henrich, how remarkable is it that young man is back at school?
I'll be honest. A year ago, it wasn't looking so good.
That is just remarkable.
Yep.
All right. Very cool. Read Across America.
Yeah, so I know Mr. Horton, when he was here too, he talked about this. So there's a little contest where if kids met their reading goals, then they had the opportunity to have Mr. Horton serve them breakfast, but it wasn't just a normal breakfast. It was Mr. Horton on top of the building.
I heard about this.
Cooking pancakes, and then he'd throw them down to kids. So I was at Griswold yesterday, and I witnessed this, and I'm kind of old, so my terminology is probably not right, but I think it's called like a mosh pit. That's what it looked like. You know, there's a herd of kids down below him as he's throwing pancakes down, and it wasn't like an organized line where here's your turn. It was kids scrambling for pancakes, flying all. I had so many kids and teachers, especially teachers, saying, I haven't seen our kids so excited. It started the day the best way. It was awesome.
I hope there's a video of that.
I have some pictures.
I hope there's something out there.
It was pretty cool. So, yeah. And I felt it was nice that yesterday was as nice as it will versus Monday in the blizzard. I'm not sure what would happen.
Right. Oh, that's cool, though.
It was pretty fun.
Everyone wins in that situation. Well, except maybe Mr. Horton. I don't know. Yeah. So.
And I'm sure like the parents and the kids knew what was happening. But as I stood out there watching, taking pictures, I just thought, I wondered what people in the community that didn't know what was going on thought. What the heck's going on? As they drove by, the principal's up on the roof throwing pancakes down, and kids are scrambling to get them. But what a fun time, and things like that can excite kids is really what it's all about.
Good. So keep a little energy in the building for sure.
Yep.
Okay. Or outside, as the case may be that scenario.
Absolutely.
All right, Mr. Henrich, events that we need to be aware of.
Yep. So just a few things for the next couple weeks, like to highlight. As we mentioned, spring break today and tomorrow. When we come back here, the week of March 26th for middle school and high school is the ISAPS, which is the state assessment test. March 26th, Corner Conference Honor Band at Bedford. March 27th through the 30th is Corner Conference Art Show at Stanton. Students' artwork will be displayed during that time. March 30th, All-State Individual Speech at Cedar Falls. March 30th and 31st. FBLA Leadership Conference at Cedar Rapids. Then, hard to believe, but April 2nd, Girls and Boys Golf at Underwood starts at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Also, April 2nd, Co-Ed Track at Griswold, and this is the one that's co-hosted by Stanton. That starts at 4:30. And then, no school on April 3rd and also April 6th. We take a little time off here for Easter. So
very cool.
It's hard to believe.
Do you golf, Mr. Henrich?
I do not. I mean, I would say maybe I do like once every 3 or 4 years. And I am a great golfer as long as there's no trees or water. So that tells you how good I am.
Well, there you go. So maybe we should play together sometime. No, I always say that if you're standing in the fairway when I am playing golf, you have no concern.
Yeah.
Now, if you're on the fairway that's adjacent or parallel, you better be careful. Or behind me. That has happened as well.
So many years ago, so I'm talking like 30, when I was in Wisconsin, I went with the guys I coached with for the very first time with them. And on the way there, I told them, fellas, I am awful. I'm telling you right now. And the very first hole, I probably teed off with the shot of my life. And they said, yeah, you're blowing our leg. You're really good. I said, no, fellas, I'm telling you. Well, about the second or third hole, they realized I wasn't kidding. That I just got lucky because it was awful. So,
oh, there you go. It's fun, though, right? That's what they tell
maybe.
Me. Mr. Hender, it's a pleasure to visit with you. Anything else we need to touch on yet this morning?
No, greatly appreciate your coverage of our school district, and I hope our students and staff and parents can enjoy a little nice weather and spring break, and look forward to everybody coming back and finishing out a great year in a strong way, and keep things rocking and rolling.
Very good. Mr. Hendricks, pleasure to visit with you. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Dave Hendricks with me this morning, again, superintendent of the Griswold Community School District.
At Griswold Communications, we offer multiple Blue Surge internet speeds to suit the customer's